Okay, this is a tag team effort. SmackDown tag team. This is my wrestling partner. Steve, my husband. Oh gosh, I could sing all day, but talking is so hard. So. Don't tell all my secrets. Okay, speaking of secrets, the title of my sermon today is My Tattoos. The subtitle is Guess Where They Are. Oh my gosh.
Well,
he gave me the second part. Well, I know this is an odd title. It's kind of how I feel about where I find myself in life right now. I don't have any tattoos that are on my body, outwardly. I'm too afraid of the pain to get one. Piercing my ears is about as far as I can go. So last week, Helen and I grabbed a coffee at Starbucks, and we saw this lady waiting in line. We were in back of her, and she had on a tank top, and we saw a beautiful cherub tattoo on her back, and she had some lovely ones on her arms. It was just gorgeous, just amazing artwork. I've been reflecting a lot on tattoos, especially after seeing that one, and wondering how they came about, just the history of them. Well, according to Smithsonian.com, the first tattoos originated in 2000 BC in the Egyptian culture found on mummies of women. And this is a little excerpt from the article that I read. It said, although it has been long assumed that such tattoos were the marks of prostitutes or were meant to protect the women against sexually transmitted diseases, this author personally believes that the tattooing of an ancient Egyptian woman had a therapeutic role and functioned as a permanent form of amulet during the very difficult time of pregnancy and birth. And what they would do is they would like tattoo these little dots around their belly area, kind of to serve as a protective net for their baby, which I thought was kind of interesting. It was, the tattoos are permanent markings, and they're still, of course, used today by all types of people. And I'll bet you're wondering what this has to do with my talk this morning. Well, as I was reflecting on the subject, I thought about the fact that tattoos are an imprint on the skin which represents an outward expression of the inner self. And even though I don't have any physical tattoos on my body, I feel like I have internal tattoos. They are the images that I've created in my mind that shape who I am, the internal messaging that I've interpreted to say, this is who I am to the world. Sometimes the messaging is good. For instance, when I say I'm a jazz singer, I love that tattoo. Or when I say I'm a detailed person, or if I'm efficient, which is rarely. All of those represent the good tattoos within me. And sometimes, of course, that message can be negative, such as when I say I'm stupid, or I'm not smart enough, I'm damaged goods, or et cetera, et cetera. The internal messaging is extremely powerful, and it can result in a faulty understanding of who we really are. Now, just to tell you a little bit about where I find myself in life today. I have recently discovered through research and through many talks with my therapist that I am a strong candidate for ADD, attention deficit disorder. And apparently, it's a very common type of disease of the brain. Not everything always connects with the signals that are happening in your brain. I'll be tested next month to receive an official diagnosis. I've read many books since we had that conversation, and in my research, I am beginning to see how profoundly it's impacted my life. My specific malady has to do with focus and organization. Something short circuits in my brain and under certain types of conditions, and the simplest of tasks become really difficult, or they take me a really long time to finish. I believe that I've suffered unknowingly from this particular disorder since childhood. And I believe that members of my family have suffered from it. My mother, my dad, my brother. And I had a great conversation with my sister, whom I was equally as shocked to hear how she has felt. She's an opera singer, but when she works as an admin to kind of make money in between gigs, she says, "I do things and I know how to do them, and I very capable, very qualified to do them, but the mistakes still come. And when I get to the end of the thing, I see the mistakes and I think, how could that have happened?" And I don't know how many times I have said that in some of the tasks that I have tried to accomplish. So it was just shocking to me that she had this particular malady. It's a difficult thing to diagnose because it presents itself in different ways, and it's easily masked by other things like mood disorders or anxiety or depression. And it's also difficult to diagnose because we being human beings are extremely adaptable, and we learn to compensate for our shortcomings. We adjust and we rise to the occasion, thereby masking any evidence of the disorder while we are still suffering internally. Well, for me, I see that as a result of having ADD, I've internalized negative messaging that has indeed held me back from some of the goals that I want to achieve. The tattoos, if you will, are not being good enough, or feeling like I make too many mistakes, or feeling like I'm just slow and that I can't handle it. These things have plagued my life for a long time. I have been filled with anxiety when I get ready to do some of the things that I truly love, like singing. You know, I'll sing and perform, but then after the performance, I beat myself up with this negative messaging saying, "Oh, that was terrible. How could I have done that?" Okay, I'm about to cry again. I don't want to. So, I call them tattoos because the messaging that I've imprinted in my mind have impacted the outward expression of who I am. Well, at this point, having those messages is like having the tattoo of an old boyfriend plastered across my chest. And I want to get rid of it. So, I imagine that going through the task of having a physical tattoo removed is extremely painful. I did find on the internet a product called Quick Fade, and the ad reads as this: "Regret your tattoo? Quickly fade it away with our award-winning product. No hassles, no appointments, no scarring. Effective, safe, and easy to use, as seen on TV." Well, removing a tattoo obviously involves a process. So removing internal negative messaging also involves an equally painful process. Discovering ADD's impact on my life brings a sense of relief, if you will, frustration, anger, and acceptance. It's a process. One of the books that I read is called I'm Not Lazy, Crazy, or Stupid. I love that book. Oh, there was such a sense of relief at finding myself in the words on the pages of these books. And knowing that other people know exactly how I feel and that they could put words to it and to they could connect all the dots, and there is support for this type of disorder. Well, I first wondered through this journey of tattoo removal through depression. That's where I started. You know, feeling the loss of things not done. And I cried a lot. I still do. I talked to my family members. I cried with my husband. We both felt a sense of loss at things that didn't happen. It's been a journey. I've also met and already know people living with this disorder in themselves and in their children. And I have been comforted by hearing their stories, and I've been filled with the confidence that I can get through this too. Now, as I'm on this journey, I can feel myself changing. I have to look at my life's experiences a little differently, through a different lens. Having a different context of my life in light of ADD is helping me to reinvent myself. Only, I don't have to start all over again. I can work with what's already there, but in a different way. These, I think, are good tattoos. I'm just now really seeing the picture for the first time. So, I feel myself moving in a different way of being with a confidence, even though I've misunderstood things in my life. I have a different awareness. And I'm still trying to find my footing with this. But let me tell you, one of the things that I did first of all is, God, why are you letting me in on this information at this time in my life? It would have been nice to know a little while ago, like when I was a kid. But that's where Psalms 103 comes into play. There are so many things that Yahweh gives us, as you heard Gail read. So many promises that Yahweh gives us. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all the benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but that was one verse that stuck out to me, the word healing. And it's not healing in such a way as to heal the disorder. It's a healing of spirit that says, you are whole and complete as you are. I made you that way, and it was important that you be you with all of that. So, and another area that really spoke to me in this particular scripture was, let me get my eye on it. Can't get my eye on it, so I'll come back to that. Perhaps in Yahweh's infinite wisdom, I was allowed to get through life exactly the way that I did without knowing about ADD in order to build strength and character within me. Cluing me in on ADD at this particular time in my life is an answer to prayer from Yahweh, because I would consistently ask myself, what is wrong with me? Well, Yahweh, in supreme wisdom, answers the question this way. Yahweh says, this is what is right with you. And by the way, there's that ADD thing I want you to know about right now, at this particular time in your life, because it'll make you stronger. So, even though I have no physical tattoos and hidden areas to show you, I do have some tattoos that have made impressions upon my life. And I'm going to call in my hubby to help me show off my tattoos to you. This is G-rated, don't worry. So, some of you know, Steve and I just took a trip to Morocco, and this was before I knew anything about ADD. And one of the highlights of our trip was going to the Sahara Desert. This is a picture Steve took, and it shows you the dramatic sand dunes of the Sahara. There's, in the lighted areas, it's very hot, and in the shaded areas, it's cold. It's almost like winter. You need a coat. Well, when we arrived at the desert, it was at night. And we met our guide who had three camels waiting for us. We hopped on those camels and we rode them over the sand dunes. And you couldn't see this type of clarity because it was dark. So we knew that there were massive mountainous dunes out there, but we didn't know how deep they went. And we knew that we were wandering into a place with no street lights, with just an individual guide guiding us into this dark, dark, dark place. And we navigated by the stars. And I can tell you that in that particular journey, I had to surrender myself. I had to say, okay, I am on top of a camel sitting in a very precariously odd fashion, and it is not comfortable. I am being stretched in ways that I never thought I'd be. And in doing this, I sat back and thought, okay, there's a little bit of pain here, but you know, it's okay. I'm not dead. I'll relax in it. And I had to realize that I'm traveling through a dark space to the middle of nowhere. And I don't know where I am, but all is well. I am at peace in this. And I praised Yahweh from the top of my camel. And we finally arrived at our bivouac where we spent the night, camped out under the stars, and sang songs by the campfire. And I thought, is this real? You know, it left a deep impression within my soul to be out in a place where I was not, that I was not familiar with, and to be trusting Yahweh in this situation. And the love that met me there was enormous. We sat by the campfire, and our guides, there were about four guides and two people from, where were they from? Sweden. And we sang songs by the campfire. They sang songs in their tongue and in their native language and with passion, and they drummed, and we had the fire drumming and dancing like they do. And then I sang my songs of justice. I sang freedom songs and justice. And that's what we did. And I thought, wow, Yahweh is here in this place, in this unfamiliar territory. Yahweh is here. And I have proof. My second tattoo. If you look at the bottom picture, and maybe Steve will have to walk around with it, it shows us on our camels. And that to me is a very spiritual place, because I'm looking life right in the face and saying, so there! That is my tattoo. So maybe you can walk around and show folks. Another important tattoo that God placed in my life is Steve. This is our wedding picture. He's changed my life infinitely. I am a new and better person because I know him. You know, when I rehearsed it, I didn't cry this much. But he has given me the strength to face the world. He has encouraged me and built me up. And even now, he cries with me because of this ADD. And he lends his support and his encouragement. He is my cheerleader. He is a living, breathing, walking tattoo. And he's good for a hug. All right, honey, thanks. Whew. So, to wrap up, the way that I look at tattoos in my life, there are two different places within the scripture that help me to take it all in and deal with it. The first is Psalm 139, 13 and 14, and verses 15 and 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me are written in your book before one of them ever came to be. So in closing, I don't want to simplify this thing of the complexity of our lives. Tattoos, or the internal messaging that we have within ourselves, are difficult stuff. And millions of dollars have been spent in diagnosing and treating and helping people to understand themselves. But I believe that Genesis 1:27 says, Yahweh created man in his or her own image. In Yahweh's image, we are created. Yahweh created male and female. We are the tattoos of Yahweh. We are wanted tattoos. Each of us are an outward expression of God's profound love to the world. Amen.